This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for November 2013. Our radio show guest is Nancy Gray Scott. She is a master mathematics teacher, retired master sergeant of the U.S. Air Force, mother of two children, and a musician, having studied the piano and violin. Mrs. Scott is passionate about her family, teaching mathematics and classical music. She has taught in the public schools of Hampton, Virginia for 12 years, teaching students in 5, 6, 7th, and 8th grades. She is a second-generation musician, as her mother, Diane Stromp Gray, sang soprano in several musical productions. Her two children are third-generation musicians, playing the violin and viola. Mrs. Scott, welcome to our radio show.
Thank you, Dr. Frank. I'm glad to be here.
How many years have you had your math students listening to classical music, Mozart symphonies, in the background of your classrooms?
For 8 years, I have had my math students listening to Mozart symphonies in the background.
As a math teacher for fifth graders and seventh graders, did your students perform better on tests and quizzes listening to Mozart symphonies in the background?
I frequently played Mozart symphonies while my students took tests and quizzes. They performed better than many other students who did not listen to Mozart.
Thank you, Mrs. Nancy Scott, for being a guest on our radio show and for inspiring and motivating your students to be excellent mathematicians. We hope more teachers will follow Mrs. Nancy Scott's leadership example and put on classical music, Mozart symphonies, in the background of their classrooms to help their students concentrate and do better work in school.